Home of the Zone on the Buzz Radio Network. Listen to your favorite radio station, the Buzz iPhone app, or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
All right, welcome back in Zone. If you missed it earlier, we're at Bank and Business Solutions, by the way. Justin Acri, Matt Stell, and Maddox Acri is with us as well.
In the house.
Apparently, he skipped out on school today. You, my friend, that's cool. Hey.
It's take your Maddox to work day.
Don't worry, bro. The world needs ditch diggers, too. Don't worry about going to school. It's fine. It's all right. No, honey, not there. Anyway. Earlier today, we had Terry Mahajer, the athletic director of Arkansas State University, on the program. And if you are interested in what he had to say but did not get a chance to hear what he had to say, you may want to go to 1037thebuzz.com and go to the audio gallery and listen to what he had to say about his coaching search. But certainly a lot of things to take into consideration. The good news is, if you're an Arkansas State fan, is that they're getting a lot of interest from the NFL, from coaches who are leading their teams to bowl games. So there is a lot of not only interest but good interest from high-quality coaches. Also, one of the things I found encouraging, and I think only to be fair and reasonable, is that John Thompson is going to have a chance to be in the mix as well, which, I think whether he ultimately bears himself out as the guy or not, I love the fact they're going to give him a chance. He did lead them as an interim coach last year, did a good job, and they won the bowl game. So
that's right.
And it took a great defensive performance to do that. I think it was like a 17-14. It was a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Yeah, they seem to have a real open mind about their coaching candidates and who they hire, and I think that, you know, that suits them well, that they hire quality people.
Look, bro, the bottom line is you're only as good as your options. I mean, you know, I'm sure if Mr. Johnson got somebody else who wanted to be program director and host of the midday show that was more talented than I was, I'd probably be out on the street.
That person doesn't exist.
Well, I ain't got no contract.
Show him to me.
The good news for him is he can kick me to the curb anytime he likes.
You don't have a buyout?
I serve at the pleasure of the king. Christopher says, has Matt ever thought about making a guest appearance on the show Nashville? Have you ever even watched an episode of the show Nashville?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I just was.
I don't think they meant
you. Oh, I'm sorry.
They want to know if you're ever going to make an appearance on the show Dexter, Matty T.
I'll only go if Matty T goes. We only make guest appearances on television shows together.
You guys are a regular Laurel and Hardy.
I wouldn't mind hanging out with that Hayden Panettiere. Planetarium?
I'd like to Hayden her planetarium.
Is that so? Hello, there's children. No. Chris Kane calls her parts.
Parts?
Parts. He says it looks like they took a bunch of parts from different people and made a person out of it.
I think she's a rather small person.
She is tiny, and she's marrying Klitschko, who's like he's a gigantic
Ukrainian monster.
Are you
talking about the boxer?
Yes.
She's marrying the Ukrainian boxer.
Yes, Vlad. Not Vitaly, but Vlad. Did you get her a card? Vladimir. Yeah, the better looking one, the one that's not quite as scary or hideous looking, but he's still ginormous.
How do you? Okay.
She's a tiny. It would look like this. See how Maddox looks on my lap? It would look like this. Hello. Hey, Aiden, I'm so glad you married Vlad. We would have wonderful life together.
Klitschko's a mail order husband, evidently. Like,
I must break you. Let us go to Japan and save dolphins, or whatever she did. Remember, she was involved in that deal in Japan where they had that annual dolphin slaughtering thing that they do every
year,
and she was one of the people over there. Don't kill the dolphins. What about the tuna? Well, heck with them. They taste good.
Yeah, you know, my thing with everybody wants to be good stewards of the land and sea. I get that. But, you know, they worship cows in India, and we sell them for 99 cents a piece to eat. So it's like, what business is it of ours?
Here's my thing about that kind of stuff. How do we know the dolphin isn't delicious? I've never had it.
I'm not opposed to trying it. It's got that gushy outer-like blubber. You know, I bet that thing would just roast right off the dorsal fin.
Look, bro, if you do strictly on whether or not you're cute or not, as to whether you get slaughtered and eaten, it really doesn't seem fair. Yeah, I mean, dolphins are cute and fine, but I eat lots of stuff that's not bad-looking and kind of cute, and I can see as a pet.
I hear the blowhole is delicate.
That's a delicate blowhole. on a dolphin.
You guys have a lot of problems. Hey, Matt, how about a quick top 10 list? We have time?
That sounds awesome-o.
10 most annoying and ubiquitous holiday pop songs. Anyone?
Me, please.
Is that the one we're doing?
It sure is.
Do you have that list?
I do. Prepare. Oh, I didn't print it out or anything.
No, I have it in
front
of me.
Okay, yeah, I have them already.
What are the other top 10
The other top 10 is the top 10 stoner films.
Tomorrow in the Zone, top 10 stoner films.
As picked by Rolling Stone.
Yes, Rolling Stoner. We also have the top 10 most disappointing college football teams of 2013 that we probably won't have time to
Florida's on there twice.
Yeah, they should be. Should be. That's Florida and then Florida Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, yeah, and then the Gators.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Muschamps.
Uh-huh. How does he keep his job?
I don't think they're going to call him the Muschamps next year. They're going to call him the Must Losers. All right, here we go.
The Must Sevenths.
The 10 most annoying and ubiquitous holiday pop songs, not limited to just Christmas.
So like Dreidel, 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 is that a thing on there?
The number 10 song on this list came out in 1981 by Dan Fogelberg, Need I Say More?
No.
And I actually like this song, but it does get overplayed this time of year. Same Old Lang Syne, which I still, I'd like to have it.
I don't know what you just said.
It's like Gaelic.
What? I don't even know what that is. Stop saying words I've never heard of.
Supercalifragilistic.
Put it on the bottom shelf.
Expialidocious.
Yeah, I know that one.
I can
even
feel,
though the sound of it is
I can feel myself precious. Getting beaten up by a 13-year-old girl right now as I listen to Dan Fogelberg. Crank it up, Dan Fogelberg. Oh, yeah.
That's not her sleeve, Dan.
Look out for that. Look out for that right cross from that 13-year-old girl that's about to take you out because you feel like a total wuss right now listening to Dan Fogelberg.
I don't even know that song.
This song, the words of this song are just like they sat back and they threw a bunch of words together. It's like Lord wrote this song before she was born.
You know, no wonder with songs like this, no wonder Christmas has the highest suicide rate of the year.
No doubt. All right, next song. Tommy Smith, I hope you're listening. This song came out in 2000. It's by the great, the incomparable, the lovely and talented Faith Hill, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, this is the Who song. This is the Grinch song.
Where are you, Christmas?
Remember from
Jim
Carrey's?
Oh, yeah, Paris? The little Who kid.
Do I remember?
Cindy Lou Who.
I wrote the second verse. Hello. I wrote it all on tambourine.
A tambo verse.
I actually don't mind this one. The song I don't like, and luckily they don't play the other one very often, is the song that Tommy plays all the time, and I haven't heard it yet this year. He did slip in a little Christmas Dragnet yesterday, which is horrible.
Christmas Dragnet?
It's an abomination. It's the worst thing ever.
Oh, you're going to hear it next week.
I know.
So
I'm going
to
hear it tomorrow. But so he also plays a song about, what is the song that he plays from Faith Hill? Oh, Baby Changes Everything. Baby Changes Everything. Oh, so it was a bullet. Please put one in my head because I can't take it again. Where Are You Christmas by Faith Hill. I actually don't mind this song either. I think it's quite sweet.
Yeah, it reminds me of that movie, which I liked. My mother is a Christmas Nazi. There's seven. I don't know if Nazi is the right word. She's like
probably
over
not.
Christmas.
You seem very festive.
She's like, no, but she has seven trees in her
great
house.
Great dressers.
Like, it's
that,
Christmas
you know
from
what?
Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you're right. Your mom's a Christmas Nazi. That's insane.
Like, she loves Christmas.
Baking gingerbread cookies.
She loves everything about Christmas.
Jesus himself says, no, that's too much.
Jesus is like, look, I get it. It's thanks. I get it. But maybe scale back. Mom's like, listen. Look, you scale it back.
No more than one tree per each letter in my name. So no more than five trees, please, per season.
Ornament trees. Like she does it great.
Number
house.
Eight on the list, one of the greatest abominations. I actually, my wife made fun of me for a long time because I misquoted the words in this song. Everybody knows it.
By the reindeer.
This song came out in 1979.
No way.
This song has been out for the better part of my life. I will never forget one of my favorite radio stories ever was a guy like went crazy one year, which again, it's the holiday season, you can understand. Mm-hmm. Plus, he was working in some paltry little town, and he locked himself in the studio, which we don't do because we don't have a lock on the door. And
yet,
he played this song over and over again. They finally had to break in.
Nobody had a screwdriver.
Exactly. Thank you, Parker. They had to break in to stop him from playing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. They even made a movie out of this crappy song. Sad.
Yeah. Well, somebody's getting paid.
Next up on the list, Old Madge herself, 1990. Her own little version, her own trampy, trashy version of Santa Baby. Although I will say.
Madge.
Yeah, Madonna.
Oh, I didn't. I was like, no, when you say Madge.
I like this song.
Marilyn Monroe did a version too.
Taylor Swift just did one.
Yeah, well, she wishes. She wishes she could be Madonna.
Yeah, she's got it. Madonna's brilliant.
How does that fat dude get down the chimney? I'll tell you this. Today, this morning, Maddox and I over coffee were talking about the elf on the shelf. This elf.
Not a fan.
It's sitting there, and then, like, we went in and did something else and came back out, and the thing had moved.
Yeah, he's like Chucky from Child's Play.
Except for Chucky kills people.
Well, the jurors stunt Chris. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask Maddox. How does that elf move?
Magic.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Can't argue with that.
Correct.
You can't argue with logic like that.
Magic, next question.
I believe in logic. Magic rolls in Maddox's mind.
Magic and medulla oblongata. That's all you need.
Maddox, you like the chipmunk song? Can you name the three chipmunks? Who's the one with the big A on his chest? Alvin? Can you name me two? Can you name anybody else? Who's the little chubby one? No help from the crowd, please. Who's the nerdy one, and who's the chubby one, and who's the awesome one?
I don't know.
Alvin is the cool one. And then it's like...
Simon Theodore.
Right, Alvin, now, Simon, Theodore.
Okay, now if you took Alvin, Simon, and Theodore and turned them into stooges, which one would be which? Certainly Alvin would be Mo, because he's the ringleader.
Yeah.
Right? Then the other two are immaterial.
So Curly... Curly is Theodore, because he's the chubby one.
Right.
And then Simon's the nerdy dork, and that's Larry.
And we deduced that Larry, yeah.
I think that's really what the whole chipmunks are based on.
Probably so.
Although the chipmunks were out in 1958.
Oh, my goodness.
What year did the Stooges start?
I don't know.
1942.
Why didn't we think about recording records really slow?
And then speeding them up so they sound like this all the time. I was at Bed Bath & Beyond the other day. He's hilarious, isn't he? You never laugh like that at my jokes.
Well,
why don't you go back to school, little crumb snatcher. The other day I was at Bed Bath & Beyond, and they had a record player. Yeah. And they had two albums in there.
Alvin and the Chipmunks?
No.
Oh.
They had a Creedence Clearwater Revival
album.
Wrong. And then they had a Beatles album. There was only two records they had, but they had a record player. It was cool.
You're going to have two records that you could do worse?
No question. All right, top five. Here we go. Little Adam Sandler from 1996. Oh, yeah.
Hanukkah song.
For my Jewish friends, a little love. Man. I still say they need more cartoons. They get totally hosed. They get the one Adam Sandler.
They need something other than cartoon. Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Adam Sandler does not speak for all Jews.
He's their representative.
Senior Jew correspondent.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. My dad and I had a big argument last night on who was, what year did the remake of Longest Yard come out?
Ooh, I'm guessing 2002?
No, after that.
Was it?
2006?
No! It's 2005, Justin,
wow.
With the point. What do they win? Oh,
nothing. More Adam Sandler music. Number four on the list, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by John Mellencamp, 1987. Every time this song comes on and I'm driving, I pray that an 18-wheeler comes out of nowhere and kills me.
I do that with every time John Mellencamp's
and
on.
Every time I hope for it, it never happens. Where is the justice in this world?
No relief.
Oh,
an 18-wheeler, an 18-wheeler. My kingdom for an 18-wheeler.
18-wheeler.
So annoying. And I actually don't even mind Little Pink Houses, but this is a horrible song.
My favorite Mellencamp song is a Van Morrison song.
Now, one of the greatest songs ever that make this list of the top 10 most annoying and ubiquitous holiday pop songs.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the greatest duo of all time, I would say.
Milli Vanilli.
No. Okay, you know what? Good point.
Second.
You just went up to me. Second greatest duo of all time, Wham, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew Ridgely, Where Have You Gone? Do you think Andrew Ridgely and John Oates get together on the weekends and party and go, man,
a bottle of brandy.
We were the
See
real
what develops.
We were the real talent in those groups. They would have been nothing without us.
Oh man, wow.
Last Damn. Christmas, 1984. Bad song, worst video.
Yeah, it's.
I have to plead total ignorance here. The 12 Pains of Christmas, number two on this list by Bob Rivers, 1990.
Oh, you've heard it. It's one that a local station still plays as if it's not terrible.
Here's at the point.
Yeah, no, it's a different company.
Oh, okay. The second thing at Christmas that's such a thing to me. Rigging up the lights. I've heard this song.
Each one has like a different goofy voice.
Yes, if hemorrhoids were set to music, this would be it.
Hangover.
And so you get to hear Hangovers 10 Roger, more times.
In 45 seconds, Roger Scott could write a better song
exactly.
to make fun of Christmas.
It's the same guy that goes, Hangovers. He's also the guy going, Nachos are ready. Hot, 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 hot. from the dish commercials.
And the number
What's
one. The,
number one.
Number one, most ubiquitous and annoying.
This one really gets under my skin.
Holiday pop song. I know. And I hate to poke at a former Beatle
yeah.
and put him in number one, but Wonderful Christmas Time, it's so repetitive. It's so repetitive. You just can't say anything bad about Paul McCartney, can you?
No, I don't care for the song. I don't like any song that has that.
The little synthy synth?
Just the, yeah. I, the synth
takes
was,
it back to the 80s.
Yeah, not even like a cool synth.
So listen, something you hate the synth.
He's got 11,000 songs. I can hate one of them.
Yeah, good point, good point. Daniel says Christmas Time in Arkansas. Let's go to the break on that. Christmas
okay.
Time in Arkansas is ubiquitous, not nearly ubiquitous enough, I would say.
Who's it, Ned Permy?
Yeah, it's also one of the greatest songs ever, sung by the late, great Terry Rose. It is one of the finest songs ever written by anyone ever. I love Christmas Time
I
in Arkansas.
I don't see it right now.
Well, you got two choices. Either find the song or you don't come to work.
How about we come back with it?
Fine, whatever.
Give me a minute.
You know what, Matt? Never let it be said that I can't compromise, my friend. Never
That's
let it be said.
A willing spirit, way to reach across the aisle,
That's it.
As it were.
By the way, if you're looking for a gift, Christy needs a new sweater. Matt, I got anything I need to talk about that you'd like me to talk about?
Cabot Panthers play for a state title.
Yes, I do want to give a shout out, and their former quarterback Bryce Petty.
That's
who
right.
Who's now the starting quarterback yeah. for the Baylor Bears.
Marlton plays Batesville.
We do need to go into break, though. All seriousness, guys.
Okay, go ahead.